second Mishnah of the 15th Perek. We're continuing the levels of knots. The previous Mishnah discussed knots which are also midaraita, and now we're talking about knots which are derabbanan or permitted. There are other knots that you're not chayv on them. Now the implication is, and they're not like the previous knots that are made by the camel drivers or by the boat people that have boats. The Mishnah does not mention what these are. And the category is also a machlokes. The Rambam and the Rish say that in order to be a deraita, you have to have permanent knot, and condition number two is a professional knot. If it's professional and non-permanent, or permanent and non-professional, according to these opinions, they're both midrabbanan. According to the Shita Sarosh, the ones that are also midrabbanan are, even if they're non-professional and non-permanent, as long as they're there for a period of time. What's considered a period of time? Of course, the more stringent opinion, which we are choishish for, is as long as it's made to be there for more than one day, it's usur. So in other words, the way we paskin is one should not make a knot on Shabbos unless it's a non-professional knot and it will be taken out in the course of the day. To make a double knot, believe it or not, is a chashash of a professional knot. So therefore, the only thing we permit basically is just a single knot, or like we call the way we make a knot with a loop on top, and it's going to be taken out that day. Yeah. Now the Mishnah continues with the knots that are permitted. Kusheres isha mafteach chaluka. A woman is allowed to make a certain type of knot that they would knot up the straps on her garment. These were things that were made to be opened up whenever they took off the garment. So that is not professional, and it's for less than a day. Different strings that they had to, had on their head covering to keep it in place. The shell sikyo, and some type of belt that was knotted on. The tzuas mindalusano, different type of knots on a shoe. Now, we're not talking about the knots that make the shoe. Those are permanent professional knots. That's also the right. So we're talking about the straps, which one, or the shoelaces, which one opens and closes. Erdes yayin v'shemen, pouches of wine and oil, which are also made to be opened and closed. They are shabbos, they somehow knotted up certain parts. Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov Haim Akoshim Lifnei Behemo. You're allowed to make a knot in front of an animal to keep him in the house, to still shall take thing, to prevent it from going out. This is also was made constantly to be opened also on one side, because you have to let the animal out in the course of the day. If it's not, that will be there permanently, that's a problem. Koshim Tlibe Psikiyo. If you have a bucket and you want to draw water, you're allowed to knot it to some type of belt that he had over there, which was not a normal rope. The Chazal did not want him to tie it on Shabbos to a rope, for out of concern he may leave the rope there. So it's only permitted to use a belt or something like that. Have a leg b'chev, you know, use a rope. Rabbi Yehuda Mata, we pass him out to Tana Kama, that we are concerned that you will leave it there. And therefore, if you have a need to put a rope on a bucket, you have to use like a belt or the like. Kvalam Rabbi Yehuda, kol kesher shenu shekayom in chayav malov. They use a general rule, which we do hold of that, is if it's not a permanent knot, there's no reason to write. But even so, there's an issue in the Rabbonon, and like we said, Chazal did not, because the Chacham did not want somebody to use to tie a regular rope onto his bucket, out of concern he may leave it there.